尊贵性做我们彼此的分享。
I thank God this morning we'd like to use man's majestic nature as a topic for mutual encouragement.
这世界上有很多不一样的人。
In this world, there are many different types of people.
有的很尊贵，有的很卑贱。
Some are very noble and others are very ignoble.
但是如果人用什么条件来看待这些事呢？
But how, as man, do we measure these things?
也许在以前，我们认为说我们的生活条件或者是我们的身份是我们尊贵的原因。
Perhaps in the past, we measure it by our standard of living.
那当我们失去这些，我们就好像觉得很比人家还要低。
And when we lose that, then we feel like we're lower or beneath others.
那我们从神的眼中来看，却不是这样。
But yet, from the eyes of God, this is not the case.
我想，我们人的生命的尊贵是跟神无法分这个脱离关系的。
The value of a man's life cannot be separated from God.
事实上，我们人的价值也是由从神而来。
And actually, the value of a person comes from God.
如果我们有对自己有这样的认识的话
，And if we understand ourselves this way.
那我相信我们在任何时候我们都能够来看重自己。
Then I believe that no matter what the circumstances, we can look on ourselves with importance.
我们也能够来肯定自己。
And we can also be affirmed with ourselves.
我们也更加的能够积极的来面对我们的人生。
And we will be more proactive in facing our lives.
在每一时每一刻。
In every moment, in every situation.
无论在任何的这个处境，我们都知道自己是谁。
Regardless of our circumstances, we know who we are.
从神的角度来看
，From God's point of view，
人的尊贵性可以从几个方面来探讨。
The value of man can be seen from different angles.
第一个就是受造的尊贵性。
The first is the nobility of being the created.
神造人是按照他的形象和样式。
God created man according to his likeness and image.
所以我们每一个人在受造的时候，我们的生命就已经非常的尊贵。
So each one of us, when we are created, our lives are already very precious.
那么在我们的身上应该要有这样的形象。
And in our lives, we should reflect this image.
就是有一种仁义的形象。
Image of righteousness.
正直和善良的形象。
Of justice and kindness.
神造人原本就是正直的。
Because God originally created man to be upright.
所以人如果失去了这些。
And so if we lose this.
那我们就没有，就失去了这样的尊严。
Then we lose that nobility.
人必须要能够来时常来表达神的这样的尊贵性。
We must all the time reflect God's nobility in our likeness.
神用地上的尘土造人。
God used the dust of the earth to create man.
按照他的形象造人。
According to his likeness and image.
然后呢，吹口气在他的鼻孔里成了有灵的活人。
He breathed a breath into their nostrils and they became living beings.
这是与万物所截然不同的地方。
And this is a distinction from all the other creatures.
所以我们发现到人的这个内在深处有一种寻求神的一种倾向和能力。
And that's why in the depth of a man's heart, there is a yearning and tendency to find God.
所以我们这样的本能能够让我们来去追寻我们生命的价值。
And through this innate nature, we have this ability to pursue God and value in our lives.
一同来看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
十九节。
Verse 19.
一章的十九节。
Chapter 1, verse 19.
神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。这节经节就这么说到。
And this verse says,
人的本能，人的那种内心深处知道神的事情。
That, in the innermost heart of a man, he knows God and matters of God.
本来就显明在我们的心里面的。
Because God has already shown it to them.
所以我们心中时常要来寻求神。
And so we must always seek after God in our hearts.
这是一个很重要的我们的一种这种本生命的本质啊。
And this is a very critical innate nature of ours.
如果我们能够常常寻求神。
If we can always seek after God.
我们 就能够看到自己的重要。
Then we can see how important we are.
所以在亚当夏娃他们犯罪之后，
So after Adam and Eve sinned,
他们第一个反应就是要和神疏远。
Their first reaction was to be far away from God.
神在园中呼叫亚当的时候，
When God called out to Adam in the garden,
但是亚当却躲在这个树里面。
Adam hid himself among the bushes.
他不敢见神的面。
He was afraid to see the face of God.
因为他已经失去了这样的尊贵性。
Because he had lost that nobility.
我想人就是因为犯罪的缘故。
And so I think that it is because of man's sins.
可能人有很多的私欲存在心中。
Maybe we have many lusts in our hearts.
让我们不想去见神的面。
So that we don't want to see the face of God.
人甚至于会害怕来寻求神。
And man may even be afraid to seek for God.
那对我们基督徒而言，
And for us as Christians,
我们每一个人，我们在开始的时候，我们寻找这份信仰的时候，
Every one of us in the beginning when we are looking for this faith,
我们很执着，很热忱的来寻求神。
We are very adamant and we seek it with all our hearts.
但是当一个人信主时候久了之后，
But yet when someone becomes a believer for a long time,
他好像感觉到这样的动力越来越小了。
They may feel that this motivation or momentum is lessened.
他觉得说是世上有很多事情很忙的。
He may realize that there are many things in the world to be busy for.
很多事情的重要性都大于来与神交通。
Many things are much more important than to commune with God.
我想在今天这样的时代，我们要很谨慎。
I think in today's world, we have to be very careful. Because there are going to be many things that prevent us from being closer to God.
尤其是这么样的这个这种紧凑的一种生活步调里面。
Especially in this stressful and fast-paced life.
让我们觉得说重担很重。
It makes us feel like our burdens are very heavy.
有时候我们会把很多事情的优先顺序来。在我们心中 来做一个选择。
And sometimes we have to make priorities in our lives.
可能很多时候我们把亲近神摆在后面。
And maybe we place a drawing close to God at the end of the list.
但是通常都是我们一天很疲惫的时候。
And typically it's after laboring and being tired through the whole day.
也许我们已经很累了。
Maybe we already feel very tired.
这时候要来借着祷告，借着读经来亲近神，觉得好像很缺乏能力。
And at that point, to try to draw close to God by reading the Bible or praying sounds very tiring.
因为我们的体力有限。
Because we're limited physically.
所以我们渐渐的，我们的生活的这个步调就成了一种模式。
And gradually, this pace in life becomes a norm.
让我们呢习惯于这个和神疏远。
So that we're used to being far away from God.
这说起来是一件我们要谨慎的事情。
So it becomes something we need to be watchful about.
因为我们人的尊贵性是由神而来。
Because a man's nobility comes from God.
在我们受造的时候，我们的心中有这样的一种动力。
And when we were created, we had this in our hearts.
我们不能让它来熄灭掉。
And we should not diminish it.
我们不要认为反正主耶稣已经拯救我了。可以放心了。
We shouldn't think that since the Lord Jesus has already saved me, I can relax.
很多时候人没有办法活出神的形象，就是因为远离了神。
Many times man cannot live out the image of God because they're too far away from God.
那么这个神给我们人有治理万物的能力。
God gave man the ability to manage all living creatures.
让我们能够来管理神所创造的一切。
So that we can manage all the creation of God.
能够来有这样聪明才智。
And we have this wisdom and knowledge.
这就是我们也要将它发挥的地方。
And this is an area where we can exert ourselves.
我们发挥我们的能力来去创造我们的人生。
We exert our ability to create a life for ourselves.
能够让我们的生命来荣耀天上的神。
So then our lives can be a glory to God.
所以我们基督徒不贪爱这个世界。
And so as Christians, we do not love the world.
我们不被这个物质的私欲来牵引。
And we are not bound by physical desires or pleasures.
但是我们要追求做一个成功的人。
But we have to pursue to be a successful person.
让我们能够积极的来 来过我们的人生。
So then we can very proactively live out our lives.
而不是说只是消极的啊，等待着这个末日的复活。
And not very sort of not just be waiting for the end times to come.
一个人在世上的生活就是要每一天荣耀神。
A person's life every day on earth, the point is to glorify God.
能够借着他的成功来荣耀天上的神。
Through his successes, he can glorify God.
但是他的成功不会变成他亲近神的一个这个绊脚石。
And yet his success will not be a stumbling block to him.
那么在人受造在神所创造的伊甸园里面。
When man was created and was situated in the Garden of Eden.
在这个伊甸园里面。是神预备的地方。
The Garden of Eden is a place prepared by God.
那么人 我们还记得说始祖犯罪的原因是在哪里吗？
And do we remember where our ancestors fell?
人始祖犯罪原因就是因为吃了神所禁止他们吃那个分别善恶树上的果子。
The reason why they fell was because they ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那么我们想说神似乎借着这样的一个一样东西来导致人的犯罪。
And so through this one thing, caused the fall of man.
那神为什么要做这样的事呢？
And so then why did God place this tree there?
如果没有分别善恶的树，那么是不是人就不会犯罪了呢？
If this tree did not exist, would then man never sin?
其实我从这个从我去思考这件事情的时候
And when I was pondering about this,
我发现 这是神的给我们人一件很重要的一种 一个礼物
And I realized that this is a very important gift that God has given us
神给人神吩咐人不可以吃那个分别善恶树上的果子
God had commanded man not to eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil
当这个命令下来的时候
When this commandment was made
其实就是给人开始有这种自由选择的一种意志
It gave man the freedom of choice
他已经把人生命的主权个人生命主权交在个人的手中
He has handed the ability to make decision or sovereignty to the hands of man
人开始有这样的主权来做选择
When man has this authority to make choices
如果这棵树从来不曾出现
If this tree were to never exist
如果神未曾有这样的禁令的话
If God had never made the commandment
那我们想会有什么情形呢
Can we think about what it will be like
那么人就没有选择的机会
Man will never have the ability to choose
当小孩子是婴孩的时候
When a child is a baby
那么他没有选择的这个机会
They don't have the opportunity to choose for themselves.
我们给他吃什么牌子的牛奶，他就这样吃了，他只是嘴张开来就吃下去。
They will drink whatever brand of milk we give them. They simply open their mouth to receive.
我们给他穿什么衣服，他就穿了，他也不会这个抗议。
And they will wear whatever clothes we put on them, and they will not rebel.
我们给他睡什么地方，他就睡在那里。
And wherever we lay them down to sleep, that is where they will lie.
我还记得我的。哥哥姐姐跟我讲，我小时候睡在一个快要塌掉的那个摇篮里面。
And I remember my older brother and sister told me that I slept in a crib that was on its last legs.
因为以前生活条件不是很好。
Because we didn't grow up in a very good financial environment.
所以那个摇篮可能从我哥哥开始睡睡到然后再换给我姐姐，我姐姐又换二姐，最后换给我就快塌了。
And so this crib probably existed when my first brother was born, and then also my first older sister, then my second sister also slept in on it, and so by the time it was me, it was on its last legs.
但是我想我睡在那里应该还是觉得很舒服因为我没有什么感觉，这是父母给我的东西。
But I think to myself that I must have felt very comfortable there because I didn't feel anything, and this is something that my parents gave me.
因为还是不用做任何选择，父母会为他预备一切。
Babies don't need to make any decisions, the parents will prepare everything.
但是小孩子长大了就不一样了。
But when a child grows older, things change.
你帮他买衣服看看，看他要不要帮你穿。
You just try buying clothes for them, see if they will want to wear it.
不要说什么，就算一样衣服，只要是父母买，他都觉得很土，他都不要穿的。
Just for a simple example, whatever clothes you buy, they will think that it is uncool and not want to wear it.
经过我们的手就变得很难看一样。
It seems as it's just because of the fact that we bought it, it became selling ugly.
我无法理解这个小孩年轻人在想些什么。
So I can't really understand what the younger generation is thinking of.
所以这些青少年啊，这个青少年我们都不为他们买衣服的，都叫他们自己去选了。
And so we will never buy clothes for teenagers. We will tell them to buy it for themselves.
因为他现在很有主见。
Because now they have their opinions.
他要开始表现出那种唱反调的那种个性出来。
And they start to exemplify the rebellious stage.
那就是表示他开始要表现出他要争取这个主权了。
And this signifies that they're starting to want to take this authority.
所以青少年的这种叛逆说起来是一个成长的过程。
And so the rebelliousness of the teenage stage is actually a sign of growth.
因为他开始要去抓到他属于他的主权。
Because they're on their way to grasp the authority that belongs to them.
他故意要跟你不一样，就是表示他有选择的主权的意思了。
For them to purposely do the opposite of what you want means that they have the authority.
有时候是比较不理性的。
Sometimes it is not rational.
但是我们当父母的要自己要能够来了解。
But as parents, we have to strive to understand.
那我想同样的意思。
And on the same chord,
这棵树分别善恶树的出现。
The appearance of this tree of knowledge of good and evil.
在他以前，神给他预备什么，这个我们始祖就享受什么，他从来不需要选择任何东西。
Before this, whatever God provided our ancestors, they just eat it. They don't have to think too much.
甚至他没有罪的问题。
They don't even have the problem of sin.
因为神给他任何东西都是好的。
Because whatever God had given them was good.
那当神跟他立了这个约的时候，伊甸园的这个约的时候。
And when God made the covenant of the Garden of Eden with them,
这时候就开始显出人的一种选择了。
And now begins the human choice and decision.
这时候他已经拿到主权，他会做什么事呢？他会顺服还是不顺服呢？
Now that they have this authority, what choice would they make? Would they submit or would they rebel?
马上就可以表达出来。
And they can immediately make their choices.
我们始祖在这世上显然是失败。
And our ancestors failed.
因为他们选择是不顺服神。
Because they chose to disobey God.
不然我们说吃一个果子到底有什么严重的过犯呢？只不过是一个水果而已。
Otherwise, if you think about it, how bad could it be for you to just eat a fruit of the tree? It's just a fruit.
又不是去杀人放火，只不过吃一个水果，有这么严重吗？让全世界陷入这种沉沦堕落最终呢？
It's not like you killed somebody or set fire to a building. Just a fruit that you ate could make sin come into this whole world.
但是重点不是在这个水果。
But the point is not the fruit.
重点是人的心有没有顺服神。
The point is whether the heart of man will submit to God.
人的心不顺服神，就是一切败坏的开始。
A heart that does not submit to God is the beginning of all corruption.
所以以后的所有的罪都是从这样子来衍生出来的。
So then all subsequent sins came out of this.
所以神给人受造的时候就把之后呢，就把这种生命的主权来交给人，就是自由选择的意志。
And so when God created man, He gave them this freedom of choice, the authority to their lives.
今天这个主权在我们每一个人的手中。
And today, this authority is in each of our hands.
你选择的就是你的人生。
Whatever you choose is your life.
你决定的就是你的人生。
Whatever you have decided composes your life.
没有人可以替你决定。
No one can decide for you.
天上的神也不帮你决定。
And God in heaven will not decide on your behalf.
他不会替你决定，也不会强迫你做任何决定。
He will not make you do anything or make decisions on your behalf.
你有完全的主权来决定你自己的生命。
You have complete authority to determine your life.
这是最尊贵的一点。
This is the most noble thing.
天上的神给我们这样的一种这种尊贵的一种主权在。交在我们的手中。
God in heaven has given us this precious authority in our lives.
所以我们受造的时候已经拿到了。
And so as when we were created, we already obtained it.
我们要很慎重的做我们生命中任何的选择。
So we have to very seriously make every decision in our lives.
能够让我们的生命更加的提升。
So then we can uplift our lives.
再来第二点。
The second point is.
人的尊贵性就是蒙召的尊贵性。
A man's nobility is being the elected.
天上的神用他的生命的价值来把我们买了来。
God in heaven has used his life as a price to pay to buy us.
这个价值是无法估计的。
This price is valueless.
我们来看启示录的第五章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 5.
启示录第五章第九节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 9。
第九节，他们唱新歌，说：“你配拿着书卷，配揭开其印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血，从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。”啊，这一节经节就是在啊预言啊将来天上的。这种圣徒的一种得救的景象。
This verse prophesies the seeing of the saved saints and what it's like in the future.
他们在唱着新歌。
They're singing a new song.
然后呢，来颂赞基督耶稣。
To praise the Lord Jesus.
因为他用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来。
Because he has redeemed every tribe, tongue, people, and nation with his blood.
能够让他们归于神。
So that they could be belonging to God.
今天我们的价值也是在这里。
And today, this is also our value.
我们知道在我们的身上带着耶稣生命的价值。
We know that in our lives carries the value of Jesus' life.
在这个在这个一般的这种各种民族的这种宗教信仰里面
，in all the religions and in all ethnicities，
我们都有这种杀牲畜来祭拜的一种习惯。
There's a slaying of animals as a sacrifice。
杀牲畜来祭拜天上的神。
To sacrifice to a god。
所以在台湾也有这样的典故。
And this is so in Taiwan.
我们每到了节庆，中元节就有很多的这种比赛包括养猪的比赛。
And at a certain festival, there's a competition of raising pigs.
这个猪为什么要把它要养的比赛呢？因为要做这个献祭。
And why would you want to have a competition about pigs? It's because you will make a sacrifice with the pigs.
这个猪有时候养到了这个一千多斤呢。
Sometimes pigs can be as big as 1,000 kilograms.
就差不多是一千多斤，就是600公斤了。
Sorry, it's 1,000 pounds, so it's 500 kilograms. Heavy.
六百公斤就是磅六二十六十一百，六一千三百多磅。
Sorry, yeah, so the pig will be as heavy as 1,300 pounds.
这么大的一只猪，它都站不住，都要躺在那个沙堆上面。
And this pig is so large that he can't even stand up straight and has to lie on the side on the sand.
然后就一起挤东西给它吃吃吃吃，它天天就坐在那里躺在那里一直吃吃吃吃。
And people will continually feed him, and all he does every day is to eat.
他根本没有办法站起来。
He is unable to even stand up.
然后呢，到比赛得冠军那只猪就献给神。
And the pig that wins this competition will be a sacrifice and offer to God.
那这个献的时候要把头把它撑高一点这个他已经杀了嘛，然后把头高高的，就是仰望神。
And after they slay the pig, they will raise up the pig's head so that it can look towards God.
然后只要塞一个橘子在嘴巴里面。
And they will always put an orange in its mouth.
这个台语的意思就是。那个台语的句子叫甘嘛，甘嘛就是这个甘就是甘愿的，它谐音就是它含一个句子表示它是甘心乐意的意思。
And the reason is because the word orange in Taiwanese it sounds like willing, so that means that the pig very willingly sacrificed.
不管它甘不甘愿，反正就把它塞个橘子，就代表他甘愿。
So regardless of whether he was really willing, if you put an orange in his mouth, it signifies that he was willing.
有时候不是橘子季节的时候，就塞一个凤梨。
And if it's not orange season, then they will stuff a pineapple in the mouth.
这凤梨叫做翁来啊，这翁来意思就是我啊来嘛哈，我自己来，我自己来的啦。
Because the pineapple in Taiwanese sounds like I came forth myself.
他根本没有自己来啊，是你被抬来的。
But actually, he never came forth himself. He was carried here by others.
人会用，但是人认为这是最好东西，要献给神。
But man feels like this is the best, so they offer it to God.
用这样的一种祭牲啊，来的这种生命来赎人的罪。
Using life as a sacrifice to redeem the sins of man.
但是我们知道，人动物的生命其实连人都不如，怎么能够赎？救赎人的罪呢?
But we know that a life of an animal cannot even compare to the life of a man, so how can it redeem a man?
所以耶稣基督用他的生命来当作我们赎罪的价值。
And so Lord Jesus used his own life as the price for our redemption.
所以我们有时候想在我们的身上带着基督的生命的价值的时候。
And so when we think to ourselves that on our lives we carry the price of redemption of Lord Jesus,
我们真的会非常的看重自己。
Then we will value ourselves.
我们不是自高。
It is not that we are haughty.
乃是自更加的来去保守自己。
But it is that we will be mindful and protect ourselves.
不去这个亵渎神的这种圣名。
We will not never blaspheme against the Holy Spirit of God.
人的生命在得到救赎的那一刻。
At the moment when our lives are redeemed.
有从神来的三样的见证。
There are three witnesses from God.
在约翰一书的第五章里面说到。
In 1 John chapter 5 it mentions.
我们看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第五章八节。
Chapter 5 verse 8.
他说做见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水和血，这三样也都归于一。这段经文这么说道。
So this verse says,
天上的神来为我们做，用他的生命为我们做见证。
God in heaven uses his life as a witness.
来证明我们罪得到赦免。
To witness that our sins have been forgiven.
今天我们需要这样的见证。
And today we need this witness.
这在比如举个例子来说。
For example,
我们每个人也可以说我们是哈佛毕业的。
All of us can say we graduated from Harvard.
但是有没有证据证明你是哈佛的学生呢?
But do you have proof that you were a student at Harvard?
就是要这个学校给你的毕业证书。
You need a diploma from the school.
来，它这个证书是有效力的，表示你真的是这个学校毕业的。
And this diploma is effective because it proves that you really graduated from the school.
如果我们自己说是没有任何凭证。
And there is no proof if we were just to claim that we graduated ourselves.
在我们受洗归入主的名下的时候，就是需要这样的证明。
And so when we are baptized into God's name, then we need this witness.
不然我只是自一干全，我自己认为我的罪得到赦免了。
Otherwise, I would be the only one who believes that my sins are forgiven.
这样子的话是不够的。
And that would not be enough.
因为你也没有办法确定这件事情。
Because you cannot ascertain this matter.
所以有圣灵、水和血的见证。
And that's why there is the witness of the Spirit, the water, and the blood.
在宇宙间来证明我们罪得到赦免。
And before all, this is witness that our sins are remissed.
所以今天我们有这样的神给我们的有力的证据在身上。
And so God gives us a very effective witness.
让我们的能够确认我们是一个重生重生的人，洁净的人。
So that we are sure that we are reborn and we are clean.
所以我们的脚步是非常的坚定。
And so then our footsteps are very firm.
我们有时候会忘记了蒙召的尊贵性。
Sometimes we forget how noble it is to be called and elected.
那我们的生活依然在这个世俗化当中。
And our lives are continually still in the world.
我们依然随从这个世人的这种生活模式。
We still follow the model of life of other Gentiles.
我们并没有做这很清楚的一种分别。
And we do not have a clear separation.
那就是因为我们已经模糊了这样的身份。
It's because we're confused about this status.
如果在我们每日的祷告当中，
If in our everyday prayers,
我们都能够再次的来强化自己，
we can continue to strengthen ourselves.
我们更加的清楚，让自己明白，我们每一天面对的生活是尊贵的。
And so that we become clear and know that every day that we live is a very noble thing.
我们要让人能够因我们来看到神。
And that through us, others should be able to see God.
耶稣说我们是世上的光。
Lord Jesus says we are the light of the world.
光照光在灯台上是能够照亮一家的人。
A light on a hill can shine a light for many.
能够照近处的人，也能照远处的人。
It can shine a light on those who are near and those who are far.
耶稣看我们生命是这么的看重。
And this is the great importance that Jesus sees our lives.
他看我们就像黑暗中的光一样。
He sees us as like a light in darkness.
也许我们自己在我们的生活周遭，在我们的亲朋好友当中，我们好像看不到这样的一种景象。
And maybe among our friends and relatives, we don't see ourselves like this.
我们觉得好像都是一样。
We feel like we're all the same.
但是耶稣的眼中看我们却不是这样。
But in the Lord Jesus' eyes, it's different.
他用他的宝血救赎我们。
He redeemed us with his blood.
然后他就看我们好像黑暗中的光一样。
And he sees us as the light in darkness.
黑暗中的光是非常的醒目的。
The light in darkness is something that's you can't miss it.
我记得有一次在这个我在这个住实习的时候，在有一间教会睡，晚上在传道房睡觉。
And when I was still in training, I was sleeping in the pastor's room of a church.
那是台北的松山教会。
It was in a church in Taipei.
因为是在大楼高楼大厦里面的这个教会。
And this church building was a tall building.
我记得那有一个晚上刚好他这个电塔倒闭倒下来然后呢就大停电。
And one night the electric tower fell over, so there was a great power outage.
大停电就整个都市都没电，都灯都暗掉了，连路灯都没有。
And because of the power outage, the whole city went black, even the street lights were off.
我还记得我那时候睡在床上。
I remember I was laying on the bed.
我还没睡着。
I have not fallen asleep.
但是我突然觉得这个我这辈子从来没有遇见的黑暗。
And I felt like I seen the darkness that I have never experienced in my entire life.
我的手已经放在这里了，我还看不到。
I can't even see the hand that I put right in front of my face.
我甚至怀疑我是眼睛是不是坏掉了。
I even start to wonder maybe my eyes have gone bad.
因为通通都是高楼大厦，所以他把连这个什么光通通都看不到，所以你觉得这个是伸手不见五指那种黑暗。
And so because I was in a very tall building, all the light has gone out, and so I can't even see my hand.
我那时候突然觉得呼吸困难。
At that moment, I felt like I had difficulty breathing.
那是一种心理作用。
It's, of course, it's psychological.
因为你感觉到好像你不知道是发生什么事，是你的眼睛出了问题呢，还是真的这个黑暗有这么大？因为我这辈子没有碰过这样的状况。
Because you start to wonder, is it because of the darkness, or is it my eyes are going bad?
我感觉到好像呼吸困难。
And so I had difficulty breathing.
我要去找窗子去把它打开
I wanted to find a window to open it.
但是我怎么看，眼睛睁到最大了，什么都看不到。
And no matter how big I open my eyes, I can't seem to find one.
然后呢，正好有人打电话进来。
And at that moment, someone made a call.
你知道电话线它是不被电影响的，它的那个，它打的时候就会有那种。那个小灯就会亮。
And you know that a telephone is not affected by power outage, and when a call comes in, that the light, will go, the little light on the phone will go off.
那个电话的小灯亮起来我突然看见全房间我都看得一清二楚。
And so when that little light on the telephone came up because of the call, I felt like I could see everything in the room.
表示那时候我瞳孔已经放到最大。
It means that my eyes have been dilated to its maximum.
任何一点点光马上就被我捕捉了。
Even a little amount of light is captured.
小小灯，结果马上就看到窗子了，马上去把它打开。
And so because of that little light, I immediately saw where the window was and I opened it.
我才发现到黑暗中的灯是这么的不一样。
And then I realized how different it is, the little light and utter darkness.
我们基督徒就像在这种黑暗的世代中的那个光一样。
Christians, we are like that light in the darkness.
我们好像是世人的希望。
We are like the hope of all people.
当我们没有出现的时候，他们好像在伸手不见五指的环境中，这种深渊里面在生活。
And before we appear, it's as if they're living a life where they can't even see their hands in front of their faces.
他们人生是充满了这种绝望的。
In their lives are this desperation, hopelessness.
他们不知道这个生命的价值跟意义在哪里。
They don't understand where the value or the meaning of life is.
只有一天过一天。
They simply pass day to day.
反正死了就死了，谁知道要去哪里呢？
And when they die, they don't know where they're going.
我就趁现在活着，我就过我的人生就好了。
And they're thinking, while they're alive, you just live out life.
那我尽量能够让自己快乐一点就好了。
And just try my best to be happier.
所以在这样的一种这种黑暗的人生里面是很可怕的。
And so in this darkness of life, it is actually terrifying.
如果我们的出现是这盏灯的话。
If our appearance were to be like a light,
我们已经把蒙召的尊贵性表达出来了。
Then we've already exemplified the nobility of being the called.
这就是一个有信主的人，就是这个样子啦。
And this is what it's like for a person who believes in God.
原来是这样的与众不同。
It is so different from the masses.
原来我们的这个从圣经里面给我们的这种观念跟思想是这么的与世不同。
That the concepts and principles given to us from the Bible is so different.
我们的生活、行动、举止是那么的不同。
Our actions and our deeds and our lives are so different.
好像灯一样，马上一眼就被人家看到。
Just like a light, easily noticed immediately by others.
马上会让人会对人产生很大的吸引力。
And it automatically becomes very attractive to others.
大家会觉得说这个是一个值得追求的一条路。
And others will say that this is a path that is worthy for me to pursue after.
所以我们的灯是不可以隐藏的。
And so we cannot hide our lights.
我们不要在在这个教会里面，我们有表达信仰，但是我们回到生活中却缺乏这样的表达。
Let it not be that we express our faith in the church, but when we go back to our everyday lives, we don't express it.
人家没有办法在我们身上来感受到那种很强烈的感觉，黑暗跟光明的感受。
And so people cannot realize that we have this light in darkness.
那我们就失去了这样的尊贵性。
Then we will lose that nobility.
基督徒要表现出那种不凡的生命。
The Christians have to live out a life that is not ordinary.
不一定是借着我们在这世界上我们所追求的成就高过别人。
It may not be because we are more successful than others in this world.
当然我们说过，我们追求一个成功的人生是可以荣耀神。
Of course, we mentioned that to pursue a successful life can glorify God.
但是我们也要更加的把耶稣基督的生命表达出来。
But more so, we should express Lord Jesus in our lives.
能够来让别人来看到神。
So then others can see God.
我们来看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
24节。
Verse 24.
第四章24节。
Chapter
4,
verse 24.
我们从二十节来看好了，看到二十四节。
Start from verse 20 all the way to 24.
保罗在这里说到，他说我们学了基督，却不是这样。
Paul begins by saying, "You have not so learned Christ."
如果我们听过他的道，领了他的教
，If we have heard him and have been taught by him,
学了他的真理
，As the truth is in Jesus.
在二十二节说
，Verse 22 says,
他说要脱去我们从前行为上的旧人。
It says you have to put off concerning your old man.
这个旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏。
This old man is because it is corrupted through the deceitful lusts.
又要将我们的心智改换一新。
We have to renew our minds.
并且穿上新人。
And to put on the new man.
这新人是照着神的形象造的。
This new man was created according to God.
有真理的仁义和圣洁。
In righteousness and true holiness.
所以这用这种用一个衣服来做一种形容很好。
And so it uses a clothing or robe to as a description here.
我们要脱去行为上的旧人。
We have to put off our old self, our old conducts.
这样的旧人会慢慢的坏掉，所以要把它脱掉。
And because this old man will grow corrupt, we have to take it off.
然后再穿上新人。
And then we have to put on the new man.
这个新人有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And this new man is the righteousness and true holiness.
在我们在穿衣服的时候，一定是把旧的脱掉，再换上新的。
And when we wear clothes, we always take off the old one to put on the new one.
没有人会把衣服一件一件的加在身上。
No one would layer clothing after clothing on themselves.
那你穿起来会越来越厚。
Because otherwise, you'll feel bulkier.
那最后你就像太空人一样，不能动弹了。
At the end, you'll feel like an astronaut, and you can't really freely move about.
如果没有脱去旧人，怎么穿上新人呢？
And so, if you don't put off the old clothes or the old man, how can you put on the new one?
我们如果只是表面的一种形象，那是不够的。
If we just do this on the surface, it is not enough.
我们必须要把旧人先脱掉。
We must put off the old man.
那么才有基督的仁义和圣洁来表达出来。
Then we can express the righteousness and true holiness in Christ.
能够让我们追求一种成圣。
So then we can pursue sanctification.
所以蒙召的人能够学习基督耶稣。
And so those who are chosen can learn from Christ.
能够追求成圣，这是也是一种特权呐。
And to be able to pursue for sanctification is a privilege.
因为很多人在追求。
Because many pursue.
但是他不一定能够有这样的一种机会。
But they may not have this opportunity.
那我们来看罗马书第十章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章的第三节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 3.
罗马书十章第三节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 3。
三节，因为不知道神的义，想要立自己的义，就不服神的义了。这节经节这么说道。
This verse says,
人常常就是在立自己的义。
Many times men are establishing their own righteousness.
因为什么会立自己义？因为不知道神的义。
And why do they do this? Because they do not know the righteousness of God.
所以他意思就是说他还不认识基督。
Which means that they do not yet know Christ.
他还不知道怎么样来去寻求神的义。
They don't understand how to pursue God's righteousness.
他只能立自己的义。
They can simply only establish their own righteousness.
结果的这个结果就是他不会顺服神的义。
And the result of this is that they will not submit to the righteousness of God.
所以我们看这个追求成圣也是一种特权。
And so we see that to be able to pursue for righteousness or sanctification is a privilege.
今天因为我们蒙召，我们有这样的权利。
And because today we are called, we have this privilege.
我们能够追求神的义。
We can pursue God's righteousness.
如果今天不是这样的，不是神的蒙召的选召我们的话，我们可能也在追求自己的义。
If it were not for God's calling, then we very well could be seeking our own righteousness.
我们可能还自己觉得很满足，说我们是一个很好的人。
Maybe we're still very satisfied with ourselves, thinking we're good people.
尤其是我们人都会跟这个往下比较，说我们已经很好了，我们这样子的行为已经在很多人的上面了。
And as humans, we like to compare ourselves to people who are just worse than we are, so we feel like we're pretty good.
但是当我们蒙神选召，我们知道追求神的义就不一样。
But when we are called by God, then we know to pursue God's righteousness, and this is very different.
我们没有自己的荣耀自己的想法。
We don't have the thought to glorify ourselves.
我们只用我们生命去荣耀神。
We only use our lives to glorify God.
这就是追求神的义。
And this is to pursue God's righteousness.
谁会想到做到这样呢？如果没有对象给他荣耀的话。
If there's no object to glorify, then who would ever think to do this?
所以今天我们得到这样的神给我们的这样的权利。
And so today we have received this privilege from God.
我们更加要好好的来去把它表达出来。
Then we need to strive hard to express it.
这样子能够让我们追求成圣。
Then we can pursue sanctification.
能够让我们被神称义。
Then we could be called righteous by God.
能够与基督称兄道弟。能够与基督称我们为他的兄弟。
So then our Lord Jesus can call us his brethren.
在希伯来书的第二章十一节所说的。
In Hebrews chapter 2.Verse 11, it says, Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11. Chapter 2, verse 11.
十一节说，因为那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一， 所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻，这里就这么讲到。
And so here mentions
使人成圣的是主耶稣基督。
Lord Jesus is the one who sanctifies.
得以成圣的就是我们。
And we are the one that are being sanctified.
我们都是出于神的恩典。
We are all out of God's grace.
所以我们的身份上就看耶稣基督好像兄弟一样。
And so our status is as if we are brethren with Lord Jesus.
称我们为兄弟也不以为耻啊。
And he is not ashamed to call us our brother, his brothers.
跟耶稣称兄道弟是多么尊贵的一件事情啊。
How glorious is it to be called the brethren of Lord Jesus.
这是一个很救恩的奥秘。
This is a mystery of salvation.
人要放掉自己的义，追求是荣耀神，他就得到这样的神的肯定。
And when we put off our own righteousness and pursue after God, then He will be affirmed by God.
所以我们将来跟神是好像朋友一样。
And so later we will become like friends with God.
我们不再做奴仆了。
We are no longer servants.
不是在存着这种恐惧战惊的心。
We no longer
面对神。
No longer have a heart of fear when confronting God.
有时候我们在信仰的路上，好像觉得自己好像这个，很怕去这个触犯圣经的规条。
Sometimes in our journey of faith, we feel very afraid to not obey the commandments in the Bible.
开始的时候都是这样。
And in the beginning, this is always the case.
因为我们是活在律法里面。
Because we are living under the law.
所以好像这个规条，我们都要知道哪些像法律一样，哪些不可以去触犯，我们要先搞清楚。
And so we have to read the rules like they're the law to make sure we don't go against it.
那但是当我们成圣，有成圣的生命就不一样。
But after we have a sanctified life, it is different.
我们已经有让我们知道基督耶稣的心。
We understand the heart of Lord Jesus.
所以我们不可能再犯罪了。
And so we cannot sin again.
所以从神生的不会犯罪。
And so those who are born of God again will not sin.
因为他的生命就是走向不会犯罪。
Because his life is walking towards away from sin.
是远离罪恶的生命。
It's a life that flees far from evil.
像耶稣基督一样。
Like Lord Jesus.
这就是蒙召的尊贵性。
And so this is the nobility of being called.
所以我们可以很自由的做这做那，不管我们做什么，我们都不会得罪神。
So we can freely do this or do that, and we will not sin against God.
因为我们生命已经远离这个罪了。
Because our lives are already so far away from evil.
我们不需要去害怕触犯神的这个诫命。
So we don't have to be afraid that we are breaking a commandment of God.
因为已经提升到这个罪之上了。
Because we have been elevated above sin.
今天谁让我们提升到这样？就是耶稣基督的生命。
And because of whom are we elevated? It is because Lord Jesus.
所以这就是一种尊贵的生命。
And so this is a noble life.
再来第三个就是我们说到。人的尊贵性是在于他的服事。
And the third nobility in a person's life is his servitude.
服事是一件非常尊贵的事。
A service is a very noble thing.
因为第一个我们被神验中。
And the first is because you are used by God.
谁有机会服事人服事神。
Who has the opportunity to serve man and serve God?
也不是你想要做你就可以做。
It is not something that you can do just because you want to.
如果不是神验中我们。
If God is not willing to use us,
我们永远没有那个机会。
We will never have the opportunity.
这个在圣经中这个彼得前书说，我们每一个蒙神选召的都是有君尊的祭司啊。
In First Peter says, whoever is called is like a royal priesthood.
我们好像祭司那样尊贵的身份。
We are as noble as the status of a priest.
我们知道祭司尊贵的身份从亚伦来的。
We know that the priesthood, the nobility of it came from Aaron.
应该说这个系统是从亚伦来的。
We can say that this line came from Aaron.
那但是他的尊贵性是从神的拣选而来。
But the nobility is through because it is chosen by God.
亚伦说起来，他真的是很不是说很优质的一个人呐、啊，我感觉是这样。
And I feel that we can say that Aaron is not a very outstanding person.
我们不知道有没有想过，为什么摩西的后代不做祭司，不做大祭司呢
？I don't know if you thought about why is not the priesthood from the line of Moses.
摩西这么伟大哈，又那么谦和哈，他那么大那么成功的一个领袖， 他完成了人类史上不可能的任务，他的后代怎么不做祭司呢？
Moses was such a great man and so humble. He was such an outstanding leader. How come the priesthood is not from his line?
啊，这个亚伦当摩西到山上去领受诫命的时候，他就让这个百姓拜金牛犊。
And Aaron, while Moses was on the mountain to receive the commandments, he had the people worship the golden calf.
所以呢，说起来这个我们没有办法去理解这件事。
And so we can't really understand this.
但是这就是神的旨意。
But this is the will of God.
神说亚伦的子孙后代永远做大祭司，就是这样。
God says, out of the line of Aaron will be the high priest, and so it is.
这就是一种验证。被神选到。
And this is being chosen and used by God.
今天想想，我们到底有什么好条件，能够在神的救恩里面有得到这样尊贵的生命呢？
If you think about it, do we bring to God to be able to receive this salvation?
我们有什么条件可以服侍神呢？
What criteria do we bring to be able to serve God?
服侍神的条件跟这个世俗条件是 不一样的。
The requirements of serving God is different from that of working in the world.
就像我刚说的，摩西的条件很好啊，但是他没有做大祭，他后代不做大祭司。
Just as I mentioned, Moses was so good, yet his line was not the high priest.
但是今天我们有机会来承接神的工作。
But today we have the chance to serve God.
我们真的要很看重这份职分。
We have to look heavily on this position.
保罗勉励提摩太要做贵重的器皿。
Paul encourages Timothy to be a noble vessel.
他说人若脱离卑贱的事，
He says if we leave what is ignoble,
就必来成为神贵重的器皿。
Then we can be a noble and precious vessels for God.
来蒙神的喜悦。
And to be pleasing to God.
在大户人家有不同的器皿。
In a great household, there are different vessels.
有些是插花用的，有些是喝水用，有些是特别有这个贵宾来的时候拿出来用的。
Some might be vessels to hold some flowers or for you to hold some water, but others are reserved when you have special guests.
哪一种器皿用途是不一样。
And the vessels have different functions.
我们每一个信徒，我们要追求做一个贵重的器皿。
Every member must strive to be a noble vessel.
我们要用服侍来表达这样的尊贵性。
We have to use our servitude to express this nobility.
我们因为我们服侍的对象是又真又活的神。
Because the one we worship or serve is the true and living God.
我们所服侍的是我们教会的这些弟兄姐妹。
The ones we serve are the brothers and sisters in church.
在哥林多前书里面记载着。
In 1 Corinthians it records.
我们看哥林多前书的十六章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
哥林多前书十六章十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15.
十六章的十五节。
Chapter 16, verse 15.
十五节，弟兄们，你们要晓得，斯提凡一家是亚该亚初结的果子，并且他们专以服侍圣徒为念。这段经文保罗特别称赞斯提凡一家。
In this passage, Paul especially praises Stephanus and his household.
他们是亚该亚初结的果子。
They are the first fruit of Achaia.
是蒙神喜悦的。
And they are pleasing to God.
而且说他们专以服侍圣徒为念。
Here says they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints.
所以他的专注在这个上面。
And so this is their devotion.
他把他的生命放在这个上面。
And this is what they place their lives on.
这是我们说我们能够值得学习的地方。
And this is something worthy of our learning.
我们在这个世界上，我们都要做这种不同的这种工作。
In this world, we will do different works.
这些工作也许都是服务这个社会跟国家的。
Maybe all the work we do is serving the society and this government.
那我们今天所服侍的，如果是天上的神
，If today, our work is to serve the God in heaven.
是我们的教会的信徒。
It is to serve the brothers and sisters in this church.
那我们更加的有这样的一种这种，我们就更加看重这个职分。
Then we will look more heavily on this position or status we have.
在我们服侍的态度上面
that in our attitude of servitude,
就像圣经说的大的服侍小的
just as the Bible says the great will serve the least、
啊、谁想要做大他就要服侍小的
Whoever wants to be great have to be the greatest servant.
那这就是一种谦卑的服事。
And this is a humble servitude.
在教会我们唯独耶稣基督是我们的头。
In the church, the only head is the Lord Jesus.
其他的我们是彼此来协助的。
The rest of us, we are helpers of each other.
也是彼此来服事的。
And we are servants of each other.
所以我们都能用谦卑的心来彼此服事。
So then we can use a humble heart to serve one another.
这样的谦卑不会让你矮人一截，反而让人看你是更加的尊贵。
This humility will not let others look down on you. In the contrast, they will look up to you.
所以越谦卑服侍人，他越得到这种别人的尊重。
So the one who serves with more humility will be respected by others.
有时候在教会中，我们发现到有时我们的在这种服侍的心态，有时候会产生的错误。
Sometimes we realize that our attitude in serving in the church is wrong.
我们会觉得，我们会自然地产生一种阶级的感觉。
We will naturally think in terms of the hierarchy.
那我们会把信徒做不同的这种分级。
We will place different groups of members in different levels of the hierarchy.
或是因为职分做不同的一种分级。
Or because of some titles, we will make distinctions.
其实这都是错误的。
Actually, this is all wrong.
我们没有人可以取代基督。
None of us can replace Christ.
我们每个人都只是一个服侍的仆人而已。
We are each a servant.
所以我们只是有像有可能有些人有挂这个工作的职分的这种名称。
Maybe some of us may have a title of their service.
但是在我们心态上，我们要看所有人其实都是一样。
But in our hearts, we have to realize everyone is the same.
你不要，当别人看我们也许不一样。
Maybe others may view us differently.
因为也许你今天在你的职分上，你有的名称，别人就觉得你不一样。
Because maybe because of your title, someone will think you're different.
但是在神看其实都是一样。
But in the eyes of God, actually, we're all the same.
因为我们没有人是。超越别人之上
because none of us is above anyone else
我们大家都是谦卑的工人
we are all humble servants
所以有曾经有一个传道就这么说
so there was once a pastor who said
说你他说你可以叫我某某传道弟兄因为我也是弟兄
and he said you can call me a brother or pastor so and so because I'm also your brother
传道是一个职分名称而已
The pastor, this is just a title of their work.
那我还是你们的弟兄。
But I am still your brother.
所以并没有什么不一样。
And so there is no difference.
那这个传道他讲的，我觉得还蛮有这个意思。
And so I think I agree with this pastor.
教会里面如果有了这种阶级的分别的话，人就会争名夺利了哈。
Because if there were a hierarchy in the church, then everyone would want to strive for the titles on the top.
像有的人说恭喜你某某弟兄，你又升执事了你又升长老了都一直升上去一样。
Some people may congratulate brothers and sisters and say, "Oh, congratulations! You've risen to the point of a deacon, or you've risen to the point of an elder now."
好像是在外面升官一样。
It's as if you're climbing the ladder in the world.
其实这观念是不符合圣经的。
But this concept is not according to the Bible.
职分挂在身上是更多的责任。
That title is just a more work, more responsibility.
而不是在掌权
It is not in power or authority.
有时在教会里面，人的观念不正确，就造成了纷争，就是从这种权力欲望而来的。
And sometimes with the wrong concept of this power or serving, it could cause problems in the church.
这样完全失去了服事的尊贵性。
And that will make you lose the nobility of servitude.
耶稣基督他脱下他的外袍束上这个手巾他就是用一个仆人的形象在服事人，服事他的门徒。
When the Lord Jesus took off his outer robe and girded himself with a towel, he's serving his disciples.
他给我们做的是特别的教育。
And he gave us this special education.
他告诉我们，我们人就是要这样子服侍众人的。
And he's telling us that this is how we should serve everyone.
犹太人没有这样的规矩。
And the Jewish does not have this custom.
哪里有门徒替哪里有老师替门徒洗脚的呢？
How can a teacher wash the feet of his students?
但是耶稣做了这样的示范。
But the Lord Jesus gave us this example.
他要告诉我们，我们就是要这样服事的精神。
And he is telling us that we should have this attitude when we serve.
所以我们这样的精神才能够得到天父的尊重。
And with this spirit of serving, we can receive the honor from the Lord Jesus.
在约翰福音的十二章二十六节说到。
In John chapter 12, verse 24 says.
约翰福音十二章二十六节。
John chapter 12, verse 26.
主耶稣说：“若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。”主耶稣在这里讲到一个观念。
Here, Lord Jesus gives us a concept.
天父会尊重的人。
Those my Father will honor.
就是学习耶稣基督那种服侍精神的人。
Are those who learn the spirit of servitude from Lord Jesus.
所以跟从神的人呢，就是要学习服侍主耶稣的，就是要跟从主。
Anyone who serves Lord Jesus has to follow him.
要学习基督这样的一种精神。
Have to learn his spirit.
能够让我们有真诚心实意的服侍。
So then we can serve with our sincere and true hearts.
这样的人，天父会尊重他的。
And these are those my Father will honor.
我们的服侍不是要得到人的尊，不一定是要得到人的尊重，但是神的尊重能够让我们得到这样的价值。
And our servitude, we don't necessarily strive to gain others' honor, but we strive to gain our Father's honor.
还有就是我们的服侍是一种很重要的征战。
And also, our servitude is a very important battle.
我们要面对这个世界来做征战。
We have to battle with the world.
我们要为真理而战。
We have to battle for the truth.
要与这个属世的恶魔征战。
We have to battle against the evil in the world.
所以我们身上有这样的能力，有这样的身份，才能去征战。
So we need to have this authority and also this ability to make this battle.
服事就是一种征战。
So serving in itself is a battle.
我们要不断的服事神，然后在这种征战上这个不断的来得到胜利。
And so we have to serve the Lord and continue to win these battles.
让我们成为凯旋的军队。
So then we could be.
就胜利回来的军队。
We could be a victorious army.
让这个天上的神来用荣耀的冠冕来戴在我们头上。
So our God in heaven can place the glorious crowns on our heads.
我们这一节就做以上的分享。
And we conclude our sharing here.
我们一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads in silence.